Today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
What do people need to reach their full potential and thrive? I've asked myself this question for years, because I believe many of us are around 30 or 40% of our potential in terms of manifestation. 30 or 40% of what you can be is manifestable.
Bishop Clark says understanding your fundamental human needs empowers you to become the greatest person that you can be.
God never designed for you and I to manifest without Him. So a lot of the distance between our potential and the manifestation of that is our lack of connecting with God. We connect with people, we connect with groups, we connect with stuff, but we refuse, sometimes we're reluctant to connect with God.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, a Spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida. Again, before we begin today's teaching, we'd like to acknowledge and welcome to The Word of Truth Revealed our new listeners on 100.7 FM, 94.7 FM, 99.9 FM, and 1510 AM. We hope as you listen to what God is saying through our senior pastor, Bishop Merton L. Clark, the understanding you have of God's Word and your personal walk with Christ would become that much stronger. Today, Bishop Clark begins today's message by asking the question, what do people need to reach their full potential and thrive? Grab your Bibles and let's turn to our foundation scripture, Philippians, the 4th chapter, verses 16 through 19, as Bishop Clark begins the message, He earmarked enough for every need.
I read to you out of Philippians chapter 4, verse 16 through 19. And my God shall supply, shall meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ. That means when I talk about He has allocated, He has earmarked enough for every need, it means He set aside the supply for you. He has allocated the supply that you need to meet it. He has reserved an ample amount for what you need or what you're going through. Every need will be met in Jesus' name. I said every need will be met in Jesus' name. Every single one of us that has a need, not all desires are met, but He will supply all of your need. He will meet all of your needs according to His riches and glory. The real need for every man is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. But God is concerned about those intangibles, those things that aren't labeled, those things that weigh heavy on your heart. So what do people need to reach their full potential? What does a person need to reach their full potential? I would encourage you to come back at 11, because I'm following up with this with another message, a sequel to what I'm saying today, and they both will tie together. And for those of you that are on the internet, I thank you for sharing on Facebook this live, liking it, and I need you all to get active while you're listening to the Word of God. I need you to wave your hands on Facebook Live. I need you to click some love marks and some hallelujahs and make me know you're listening to the Word. And I need those of you that are in here to say amen. Amen. What do people need to reach their full potential and thrive? I've asked myself this question for years, because I believe many of us are around 30 or 40% of our potential in terms of manifestation. That's an indictment, right? 30 or 40% of what you can be is manifesting. God never designed for you and I to manifest without Him. So a lot of the distance between our potential and the manifestation of that is our lack of connecting with God. We connect with people, we connect with groups, we connect with stuff, but we refuse, sometimes we're reluctant to connect with God, to connect with this system in the earth, to get a word from the Lord every week so you can direct your path. In the case of someone experiencing homelessness, they first need to have their most basic human needs met before you give them their desires. If we can't meet their basic human needs, then we're going to waste time with these people. And there's a lot of people, say for instance, if you need shoes, they're trying to give you a crown, but you don't need a crown right now. You need shoes. And one of the keys to this season is meeting the need in the lives of hurting people. Assessing a situation, whether it is a spouse, a family member, a daughter or son, assessing the situation and tailoring your supply with the need, not with the desire. Or with what you think. A lot of times, even when we're dealing with people who are getting saved, as soon as they start crying, many believers want to comfort them when they cry, to put their arm around them. It's going to be okay. Don't cry. The person is trying to repent. And what you're actually doing when you get involved, you're blocking the move of God in their life. They really won't come out of that circumstance until they start dealing with God right. But in our humanness, we're trying to stop them from crying, passing them tissue. That's why I say sometimes, don't give them any tissue right now. Let the girl cry. She's repenting. So we don't want to interfere with that. I understand this truth. It's essential. I think the fundamental human needs are key to success in life. Meeting the fundamental human needs is key to being successful in our world today. Understanding those needs empowers us to be more of a supplier, more acute in how we release the supply. You can become the greatest person ever if a person can meet your needs. And if you ever want to become a millionaire, learn how to meet the need in the lives of people. If you can meet a need, you'll see wealth coming. If you can meet a need now, you can see wealth come. If you want to influence or empower persons or groups or systems in the world, or if you want to see justice enacted, you must meet a need. You have to see where there's injustice, and you have to serve justice. Again, I believe God wants us to meet fundamental needs. And I'm going to share some things with you today about fundamental needs. Again, in the church, what we do is a lot of times is try to give people crowns when they need shoes. We're trying to crown them. You're good. Everything is going to be all right. Oh, I see something powerful in you, which is good. That's affirmation. But what about, let's put shoes on your feet. You've been walking barefoot. You're going to get glass there. If you don't have feeling, you may get infected. So let's take care of some fundamental needs as we serve. Write it down. We all have needs, men and women. All human beings have certain basic needs. First of all, we all need food. We all need water. We all need air. Here's another one. We all need a shelter, and we all need a shelter for survival. So let's look at it again. We need food, we need water, we need air, and we need shelter. This is what every father and every mother tries to provide for their children. If you're not doing that, you're not meeting the need. The more kids have to move from one spot to the next, the more unstable they'll be. And the lower your credit score will go. So if you want to be a top-notch parent, a top-notch community person, a top-notch person in your church, you got to stop moving a lot. You got to be able to buckle it down. And you got to be able to meet some basic needs, right? Everybody's going to eat if you're in this house. Everybody's going to have some water if you're in this house. We're going to have air, not just physical air, but we're not going to pack you down where you can't even breathe with a bunch of jargon. You have to have oxygen. Oxygen is reduced when there's arguments in the house. So we need the air to be clean. We need the air to be clean, and we need shelter. We got to pay our house payment. Before you go to the store, pay your house payment. Before you buy a car, pay your house payment. Amen. You don't have a Mercedes Benz and you're living in the projects. We got stuff backwards here, and that's why we need fathers to lay it down to start telling our people what's going on. Before you get tattoos, pay your payments. Before you buy gunji, make sure you pay your payments. So you don't have to go to the church. Go to the church. Listen, people who ruin their monies with gunji want to come to the church and take a portion of the tithe. I just can't believe they didn't help me. But what did you do with your money? That's none of your business. Then get lost. It is not my job to take care of your need. God will supply it. Especially if you're smoking it up. Who told you that? Who told you God is supposed to take care of your stuff after you smoke it up? Not God. And that's why he's raised up leaders, strong leaders, to be able to rebuke that spirit and tell people to get yourself together, because it's your job to take care of your house payment. And if you got kids, you're supposed to take care of it. You supply their needs. That's what it means. Glory to God. I remember many days I wanted to quit my job, but I had a little boy. I had a little boy. I can't quit. How can I quit? I got a little boy. He's looking for me to bring something home, a grocery bag. Oh my. I'm not going to my mama to get the groceries. Especially if I'm the man. You understand? We got to grow up now. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
So basic needs, water. Are you supplying it? Food. Are you supplying it? Air, clean air. Got to change filters. Got to sanitize that thing. Got to watch mold. Got to watch mold. We live in Florida. Sometimes hurricanes come. Right now, New York is bearing down because they're not used to that. They're not used to having 75 mile an hour winds come up off the shore. This is what we do. But after the storm is gone, you better check and make sure the air is clean. You know why? Because that air will start breeding mold if it's damp. Now you're breathing in some type of organism, a living organism that's not healthy for your lungs. These are basic needs. And then shelter for survival. So if anybody's missing any one of those things, if a kid goes to school and they're hungry, they're not going to be able to perform well. Or if the air is not clean, they're not going to be able to listen to the teacher and focus. Or if they didn't have a good diet, had a lot of sugar, whole lot of sugar, they're not going to be able to sit down and rest. They're going to be moving a lot. And then you want to spank them because they can't function. They're not doing what you tell them to do, but they're overloaded with too much sugar. Then they catch diabetes when they're in their 20s. But we've been running for Jesus a long time and we're not tired yet. We need a little bit more knowledge. Maslow has 7 basic fundamental needs. 7 basic fundamental needs. Number 1, safety and survival. These are basic needs. Number 2, an understanding and growth. Everybody has a need for safety and survival, and then for understanding and growth. Basic needs. To be understood. That means we have to be in a situation where when somebody's talking to us, we're listening so we can catch what they're saying and it's not going over our head. This is basic. This is basic. One of the things I try to do with my family is that when I'm talked to, if I'm talked to, I try to give my undivided attention. Even when I'm liking Law and Order. I like Law and Order. And sometimes my family wants to talk to me while Law and Order is going on. Or when I'm watching the news. I'm watching the news. And they just come in and start talking. But what I try to do now, I try to do is hard. But I try to give my attention when I'm talked to. I just want you to try. That is, pull back for a moment. What did you say? What did you say? Oh, okay. I didn't hear you. I was distracted. This is a basic need. This is basic. People need to be understood. And they need that understanding for growth. In other words, the more you can understand, or the more the person feels like they're understood, the more they'll grow. What if it's not there? What if people are talking but nobody's listening? Here's the third one. Connection. Now we're moving from basic, we're moving into psychological need. And that is connection. Everybody needs love. Everybody needs to be accepted. That's psychological. And so if you don't feel love, if you don't feel accepted, you're missing something. Even if you're a member of a church. Here's another psychological need. Contribution and creation. Contribution and creation. Not only does a person need to contribute, but they need someone to contribute to them in a relationship. And then creation. In other words, create something new. It has to come out of the norm. It has to step into something that's more dynamic and vibrant. Use your creative juices. Psychologically, you need that. Here's another psychological need. We need esteem. And the better your esteem is, the greater your identity is. The greater your identity. And a sense of significance takes place. A sense of significance. No wonder how many people come to the house of God and say, I don't feel connected. I just don't know about that church. I don't have a clue. You've never understood your need. And then you got to understand, it is not my job to meet everybody's need. God will supply all of your need according to his riches and glory. But you got to give him a chance. Esteem, identity, and significance. I can talk about them all three of them, but I need to move on. And then here we go to the next level, the third and final level. It's called self-fulfillment. Self-fulfillment. And so to get self-fulfillment, you talked about basic, then psychological. Now self-fulfillment, you need to also understand self-direction. In other words, you don't need somebody else to wake you up so you can go to work. You have to have determination within you to do that. You have to take control of your life. The first form of government is not federal. The first form of government is self-governance. It is when you can manage yourself. One of the reasons why we do what we do in church and as parents, we're trying to raise them up so they can make decisions and then take responsibility for those decisions. So self-direction, autonomy. You want to be in charge of your life? You got it. But you also have to pay for your bills. You have to pay for your mistakes. You have to pay for what you didn't know. Maybe you didn't know the speed limit was 45. You riding 70. I didn't know, but it doesn't matter if you don't know. You should have been looking at the signs. If you got your license, you're responsible for your speed. A woman was just killed by a little toddler because she had the gun out. And a little baby picked up the gun and accidentally shot her mother. This just happened this week, this past week. Now, who's responsible for that? The baby? You had the baby, okay? But maybe you didn't know the laws about carrying a firearm, that the firearm should be locked, and you should have a key there, and you should have everything secure when you have this. These are the laws of the land. Maybe you didn't know. But when you move in this dimension, you're responsible for it. Why would the baby have access to that anyway? You got too much power around you, and you don't even know what you're doing. You can't even govern yourself. Why are you having children then? So you're going to blame who? This had nothing to do with police violence. If you have diamonds, you better get a safe. Don't trust neighbors, don't trust cousins, don't trust nobody around your stuff. Oh, I got gold, I got diamonds. You better have a safe and lock it up. Don't trust cousins, second cousins, third cousins. Don't trust uncles. Don't trust nobody. Don't trust neighbors around your stuff if it's present, if it's precious to you. You need to lock it up. If it has value, you need, who's responsible if it's stolen and you don't have a safe in your house? I recommend Liberty. Liberty, 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 liberty safe. I recommend Liberty Safe. Get one. And you want to get a safe, you want to pay the money for it. Pay $2,000 for it. Get the money for the safe. You know why? Because the safe is about protecting what you have. In other words, if your house burned down, you still want the valuables to survive. 90 minutes of heat is still survived because that safe protects it. Not only can they break in, but if there's fire, it won't burn up the stuff that's on the inside. If you value it, you will safe it. If you value your family, you won't just, you're going to safe it. You're just not going to let stuff go. You're going to step up in there and say what you need to say and do what you need to do and be on site, not ex facto, like you could be in another city while you're in a town. You need to be on the job, in presence. You need to make sure you're looking at what you need to look at. You're saying what you need to say. You're touching what you need to touch. And you need to be on meeting the need in the lives of hurting people. Self-fulfillment is so important. We will never grow up and start businesses and thrive if we don't have these things in place. And so what we've been trying to do is preach people, preach them to get on the altar and preach them to repent, but not about basic needs, human needs that we have. And that's why I love the round table concept, because we're trying to meet the need in the lives of hurting people. Not one person doing it, because sometimes by giving money, we actually enable a person's bad behavior. We got to start counseling, got to look at what's happening, got to look at it from all angles so we can get you the best treatment possible. This is the service month. I want you to get involved. Will you suffer with me? I have a mandate on my life. Will you suffer with me? Help me to serve this community. In Genesis 48, verse 15 through 18, the word of the Lord reads like this: Then he blessed Joseph. Speaking of his father, he blessed Joseph. The father blessed Joseph and said, May the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd and all my life to this day. Not only has God been my shepherd, Jacob said, but look at verse 16. The angel who has delivered me from harm, may he bless these boys. Now, you see a man here blessing his son Joseph, but the man has pedigree. The man has ancestry. Not only does he talk about his relationship with God, but his relationship with his fathers, Abraham and Isaac. Then he talks about how God used them. He walked with his fathers throughout their mess and their successes, and God who has been his shepherd all of his life. Then he decrees that an angel was with him as well. The angel is capitalized, speaking of a manifestation of the God, hallelujah. Jesus at times would show up in the Old Testament. He shows up as Melchizedek. He shows up in the life of Joshua when he's in the plains of Jericho with his sword, hallelujah, with his sword drawn.
October is Pastors Appreciation Month all across the country, and if the teaching of Bishop Merton L. Clark has been a blessing to you, we invite you to join us, Trim Nation, in thanking and appreciating Bishop Clark for all of his hard work and preparation to bring us a quality, accurate, and anointed word every week. You can send him an encouraging email by going to our website, truthrevealed.org, or by sending him a monetary gift by going to the Truth Revealed website, and when you give, indicate it's for the pastor's appreciation. Whether you send him an email or bless him monetarily, Any and all acts of kindness will certainly be appreciated. We thank you in advance for joining us during Pastor's Appreciation Month in blessing the founder and bishop of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed and our modern day prophet, Bishop Merton L. Clark. Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's teaching, we would love to hear from you. You can write to us at The Word of Truth Revealed, P.O. Box 60128, Palm Bay, Florida 32906, or you can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For your physical copy of today's message, He earmarked enough for every need. When you write or email us, use reference number 2108-2208. That's reference number 2108-2208. Or log on to our website and download the MP3. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with the International Ministries of Truth Revealed. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with us, Trim Nation, by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. For Android users, go to the Play Store, and for Apple users, go to the App Store. Follow Trim Nation on social media by logging into Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or visit us on the web at truthrevealed.org. And now, a final thought from Bishop Clark.
Do you know Jesus? That's a powerful question which recognizes that part of life's purpose and the lasting joy we experience in ethics, in morality, had much to do with knowing Jesus. In our premortal life, we were in His mind, in His heart, we were in His presence, and in the presence of God the Father, we're protected, never disconnected. Let's get back to the Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Choose Christ today. My friends, if you're unsaved and you would like to know Jesus, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I repent of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I confess the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior of my life. I believe that you died on the cross for me, that you were buried for me, but you love me enough to be raised from the dead for my justification. Come into my heart. And I will live for you forever. Fill me with your spirit and empower me to do great things in your kingdom. Hallelujah. My friend, if you prayed that prayer with me, you're now part of a large family. I need you to connect with us, so send me an email at this address, connect@truthrevealed.org. That is connect@truthrevealed.org. And until next time, may God bless and keep you, is my prayer.
Trials of the age that I will say.